That was running by Her Emotions, and I'm very happy to be joined on the line right now by Her Emotions. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Very well, thanks. Well, more importantly, how are you? Are you coping with lockdown? Are you in lockdown wherever you are?
Yeah, I'm at home. I love that I can eat food at home, just think of new recipes and stuff.
So you're using your time quite constructively then?
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's talk about your music. Let's go back to the beginning. When did you start developing an interest in music? How old were you?
I'd say 5. And then from there, it's always stuck with me. I feel like those few years of your life, like the first 10 years of your life, are very, very fundamental for you, just as a child, to really grasp everything around you.
What kind of music were you listening to at that age? Can you remember?
When I was 5, I was listening to a lot of the divas back then. I was listening to Celine Dion, I was listening to Whitney Houston, and then I would go on to AOL. That's so crazy to think about now, how old AOL is. Avril Lavigne was another one that I would listen to growing up.
So did you come from a musical family? Did you have people that were interested or played music?
My brother is into music too. I feel like my whole family has always had an appreciation for music, so that kind of just transpired into everybody appreciating music and becoming a creator, because my brother also creates music as well.
I mean, there must be a point in time where you thought, you obviously love music, but you love it so much that you thought, this is actually what I want to do. Was there any particular artist that inspired you, any particular song where you thought, actually, I could be doing this, I could be up on a stage, I could be creating my own music?
I think when I would listen to early Taylor Swift records, early Avril Lavigne records, and then Leona Lewis records, just all over YouTube and the internet, it really made me think, you know, this could be something I could possibly do.
A lot of great inspirations behind you. So you obviously then started to make your own music. So how long ago was that you started creating your own music?
I started unraveling the idea of producing music around 18. I took a class beforehand when I was 15. So I kind of had like an idea of music production, just to like figure out what music production is, because I feel like your teen years are such a time to grow as well when discovering stuff. And then a few years later, it kind of just transpired into me wanting to create my own music.
So the production actually came before the writing for you, really?
No, I'd say the writing came first.
So you've been writing a long time, you learned how to produce, and then suddenly all the ingredients are there and you're able to put your own music out.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I first started writing lyrics when I was 13 years old.
Now, what kind of inspirations do you get when you're writing? I mean, are your lyrics very personal, or are you a storyteller? What kind of lyrics do you try to write?
I think for me, I try to do personal, but then try to put a story around it, because I feel like there's so many elements that go into a song that it's kind of like its own movie in a way.
We just played Running on the radio, so tell us a little bit about that song.
Running is about like the dangers and worries about moving too fast in a relationship. I feel like nowadays a lot of people move fast into relationships with the internet age, and there's a lot of anxieties that go into early parts of a relationship. So that's something that really grabbed me to making Running.
That's something you've had personal experience of?
Yes.
Basically, the message is slow down, don't run.
Yeah, yeah.
What other songs have you written that you've released recently?
I'm working on some more music. I actually have a song called Little Lady that's coming out soon. And I released a song called Lipstick. Lipstick is a song about fake friends. So if you've ever had like an experience with just awful friends in general, Lipstick is the song for you. I think friendship is kind of a thing that can be anywhere. So even if it's online or even if it's in person, the whole sum of it is friendship. So it kind of correlates to everyone.
You actually had a remix from Billboard Dance Chart topping producers Carol Una and Dranny Odds. How did they get involved in remixing your work?
I met Carol and Dranny Odds through Instagram. It was really, really exciting meeting them because they're such talented people. And from there, we kind of just collaborated with each other. They ended up hopping on the Lipstick remix because we all collaborate with each other. And I also did collaborations with them on a few of their projects, including Carell's song Fly, which got released last year, and it was an amazing song. I honestly can't believe that it hit top 10 on Beatport. I still can't believe that. That's something I'm really, really proud of, that I was able to be involved in that.
How would you describe your style? Because I know that you've had a lot of, I mean, you've talked about the Divas and you've talked about Avril Lavigne and you've talked about a lot of different kinds of music, and that you describe your music as alternative pop. Is there any particular genre that you think sort of takes over, or do you deliberately try to mix everything up?
I think for me, I try to mix everything up because I feel like as an artist, you're constantly evolving and you want to mix whatever you can, because I think about it like this. You're essentially a sponge taking everything in, and everything should influence you.
There are some that specifically influence you more than others, though.
I would say Taylor Swift and Avril Lavigne are easily my top two influences. Just from a songwriting perspective, I feel like I would not be the songwriter I am without listening to those two.
What does the rest of the year hold in store for you? We've obviously got new music out at the moment, but have you got plans to record more and maybe even get out and perform if we can all do that later this year?
My plan is to record some more and do some more releases. And hopefully when things get back to normal, I would love to do a show. I would definitely have to look into it, but yeah, that would be incredible.
That's the aim for this year. Hopefully, you know, there's some light at the end of the tunnel. We'll all get out of lockdown and then you can really go to town with your music.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Where's the best place to find you on the web if people want to know more about you?
You can find me on Twitter. You can find me on Instagram. If you have Spotify, Apple Music, Tidal, I'm on there as well, and SoundCloud.
And it's Her Emotions, all one word, with two S's.
Yes.
Cool. Okay, well, great to chat to you today. Please keep in touch with us about your future projects, and good luck with the music and the rest of the year.
Thank you so much.